Chapter 8, Jax and Kara support each other through their shared struggles. Their respect and understanding of one another deepens. Kara hurried through the busy marketplace, keeping her eyes downcast and hood drawn up. After another close call with enforcement officers yesterday, her nerves felt frayed. She longed for the comfort of her meeting spot with Jax and his reassuring presence. As the stone archway came into view, Kara quickened her pace. But as she slipped into their secluded alcove, her heart sank. The bench where they always sat was empty. Jax wasn't there. Kara's mind raced with worry. It wasn't like him to not show up without sending word. She considered checking his home, but hesitated to draw unwanted attention by venturing into a five-pointer neighborhood. With growing unease, she settled in to wait, praying he was all right. After 20 agonizing minutes, Jax appeared looking haggard, one eye swollen and purpling. Kara rushed to him in dismay. "Jax! What happened?" He managed a pained smile. "Just a scuffle with some intolerant five-pointers. I'll be all right." But seeing him wince as he sat, Kara knew his injuries went beyond the visible bruising. Her heart ached for all he endured for no reason other than happenstance of birth. Gently, she examined his wounds, blinking back tears. She wished she could absorb his hurt into herself. Jax had become part of her, in a way she could not put words to. Seeing him suffer felt unbearable. "This has to end," she said quietly. "The hate, the violence, it's wrong." Jax sighed, his eyes heavy with sadness. "You're right. I just don't know how, when this is all we've ever known." Kara considered this, gazing into the distance. The culture of discrimination was so deeply woven into society's fabric. What power did 2 3-pointers have against such ingrained injustice? But looking back at Jax, into his eyes that reflected her own pain, Kara felt the aura of defeat begin to lift. What if all it took was for enough of them to say, "No more"? "We have each other," Kara said resolutely. "Maybe together we're stronger than we realize." Jax managed a hint of a smile. "Together," he repeated. In that moment, although still only 3-pointers in status, Kara felt transformed. Not into someone more powerful or worthy in external views, but someone who understood her own strength and value with unshakable certainty. In the following days and weeks, Kara clung to this newfound sense of empowerment. When threatened, she held her head high in dignity rather than shrinking away. And when Jax struggled, she was there, holding his hand in unwavering solidarity and affection. Likewise, he supported her through renewed run-ins with officers and townsfolk. Their courage was contagious. With Jax by her side, Kara felt able to face down even the most menacing tyrant. Their discussions took on new purpose and energy. Tiny seeds of revolution began to take root in their imaginations. What could 2 3-pointers do to make a difference, even in some small way? The possibilities felt endless. There were still painful moments when defeatism crept back in. When it all felt too huge, too hopeless. But together, Jax and Kara found resilience. Their respect for each other grew stronger than ever. And one day, waiting beneath their stone refuge, their hands clasped in unity, Kara was struck by a revelation. Externals could label them less than all they wanted. The points did not matter. What they meant to each other was already whole and sacred.